As I mentioned, my name is Keith King, and this is Rebecca Vitterick over here, my colleague from the University of Cincinnati. Our study is entitled School-Based Disrespect Among Middle and High School Youth. And as I was mentioning, well, first off, there are no personal disclosures to make regarding personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation. Some of the background, as I was mentioning, regarding the National Longitudinal Study on Adolescent Health, found that school connectedness was the leading protective school factor against risky health behavior. A variety of youth health risky behaviors, including depression, suicidality, violence, teen pregnancy, alcohol, tobacco, and marijuana use. A lot of risky behaviors, connections tend to go out and protect kids from involvement in those risky behaviors. Those who feel emotionally supported tend to go ahead and report feeling more confident in making healthy decisions and engaging in healthy behaviors. And while much research has been conducted on school connectedness and school climate, very few studies have actually investigated school-based respect. Respect is considered to be inversely related to bullying, and so that was one of the reasons that we conducted this study. There are various questions that still exist regarding students' definitions of respect, how they actually define respect and disrespect, what are their perceived problems stemming from disrespect, factors that actually contribute to school-based disrespect from the perspectives of students, and then also potential interventions that kids feel would actually help to go ahead and increase school-based respect and decrease disrespect. Prior to this study, what we did, we looked at some of the surveys that were conducted in the greater Columbus City area in Ohio. They conduct a biannual survey on school climate and respect, and what we have found through quantitative analyses, results show decline since 2000 in student-to-student respect and student-to-teacher respect. That continues to go down. There were specific questions as to why. That led to this study, which was going to be a focus group study. The purpose of this study was to more thoroughly understand students' perceptions regarding school-based respect. And these were the following research questions, kind of consolidate them for you. How do students actually define and show school-based respect and disrespect? What do they feel causes or contributes to school-based disrespect? How do students describe female-to-female disrespect, male-to-male disrespect, and disrespect between males and females? How do students disrespect their teachers? What results if students do feel disrespected, and what can schools do to improve school-based respect? A wide array of questions were examined. The overall methodology of this study, the participants, we used a purposive sample of middle and high school students in greater Columbus area schools. School principals were provided with the overall aims and procedures of the study, and they were requested to participate. Point persons were used in each school, and they assisted the research team in obtaining samples of students for focus group participation. Efforts were made to recruit equal numbers of students from each grade level. We wanted an equal distribution. A total of 9 focus groups were conducted through the greater Columbus area. Middle schools and high schools represented, 1 public urban middle school, 2 public suburban middle schools, and 1 non-public middle school. High schools, 2 public urban, 2 public suburban, and 1 non-public high school. When you looked at the overall participants that actually did participate in this study, student grade levels ranged from 6th through 12th grade. Half of the students were male, half were female. A total of 48 were Caucasian, 23 were African American, 5 were Hispanic, and 2 were Asian. A total of 78 students participated. The procedures for this focus group study were developed based on Kruger's methodologies, a renowned expert in focus group facilitation. Questions were based on the student survey that has been used every other year in the Columbus area, a review of the literature and tested for content validity by distributing the questions to a panel of experts, were experts in focus group facilitation as well as school-based respect and violence prevention. Groups were facilitated by the primary investigator. They lasted approximately 1 hour in length, were held in a school room away from teachers and school staff so that students felt comfortable answering the questions and didn't feel that they had to offer socially desirable responses because their teachers or principals were in the room. And then also potential reflexivity and dual issues of topics were addressed as described by Kruger. Data analysis, audio tapes were transcribed and analyzed to identify key themes. Student responses were coded as suggested by Strauss and Corbin. Open coding was used to provide a line-by-line analysis and labeling of responses. Axial coding was used to place data into appropriate categories. And selective coding was employed to accurately depict the major themes that emerged. Getting into the results, how do students actually define respect? What does that mean to students, middle school and high school students? 4 main themes emerged: practicing the golden rule, treating others the way that you would like to be treated, listening to others the way that when they are speaking, honoring others' property and personal space, and then also refraining from talking negatively about others. I thought I would go ahead and incorporate some of their actual verbiage that they used and quotes in this, since this was a qualitative study. We only have a little bit of time, but I thought I would put a few quotes up here. What does it mean to practice the golden rule from students? Respect is simple and straightforward. It's practicing the golden rule, you know, treating others the way you want to be treated. It's how you treat everybody. It has to do with the golden rule. If you want others to respect you and be nice to you, then you need to respect them. Also, listening to others when they are talking was important. I think you show others respect when you listen to what they're saying to you and you just don't ignore them. You can show respect to your friends and even your teachers by just listening to them. It's important to be respectful of others, and listening to them does that. Honoring others' property and personal spaces was also mentioned by youth. Respect also means not destroying other people's property. I see a lot of kids who rip up other people's things, and they shouldn't do that. It's disrespectful. It's not showing the kid respect. If you respect someone, you would respect their stuff as well. It's also respecting others' personal space. Some people want more space than others. You just can't get up into their face. Refraining from talking negatively was also mentioned. It's important that others aren't talking behind your back, and especially ripping on you when you aren't there. This was consistently mentioned. You have to earn it from somebody by being trustworthy and being a good friend. Good friends do not talk behind each other's backs. What does school-based disrespect mean? That's the question that was asked, very open-ended. Students at every school stated that their school had a problem with disrespect. It was defined as being mean to others, putting others down, not listening to others, gossiping and spreading rumors about others, and bullying others. Some of their main quotes that were mentioned: making fun or teasing others. When you're mean to people and not nice to them, you're not showing them respect. I think disrespect happens when they make fun of other people. You diss someone when you cut on them and rip on them behind their back. Students tease others because of what they're wearing and what they have on, girls especially. They're mean to each other because of their clothes and hairstyles. Putting others down or ridiculing them, they try to put you down to make you feel bad. It really makes a person feel bad when they're disrespected and put down. We're all supposed to be equal, right? Not listening to others while they're speaking. When others don't listen to you when you're speaking, they're dissing you. I think it's important when people don't listen to you. That makes you feel really unimportant. Gossiping and spreading rumors was consistently mentioned in every single group. People make up stuff about others and try to sound good and build up their rep. There's a lot of gossiping that goes around in our school, people just spreading rumors about others. It's mostly the girls, but the boys do it too. It's disrespectful. Then we got into the issue of bullying and threatening others. The students felt there's a lot of bullying that goes on, and that's not too nice. A lot of kids are afraid of getting bullied. Bullying is definitely a problem. I see kids getting into each other's faces and threatening each other. So we asked, what actually do you feel? From your perspective, what actually contributes to school-based disrespect? What causes it from your perspective? The kids were fairly straightforward. Trying to gain respect from a desired group, again going back to that whole issue of connectedness. Feeling jealous of or insecure with another person at school, feeling slighted or disrespected, wanting revenge, racial ethnic differences, and receiving disrespectful email, web, and text messages. This is what they said. Students definitely try to fit into certain groups, you know, cliques. They want to fit in and they'll do whatever they have to, even if it means being mean to others. I see a lot of kids just try to disrespect others so that they can get into a group. They just want to be cool and try to show off. Feeling jealous and wanting revenge, because a lot of people are just flat out jealous of others, and then they try to take it out on them by being mean to them or making fun of them. And what you wear is huge. They'll get on you for your clothes, your shoes, your makeup. I've seen girls make other girls cry just over their hair. Those things are really important. Feeling slighted or disrespected. It happens because of revenge. They're trying to get back at you for something. Or racial and ethnic differences, which were also mentioned in every single group that we explored. And we did not ask this. They went ahead and offered it without probing. A lot of kids make fun of others because of their race. We have a lot of Somali kids here, and they always get teased and made fun of. They make fun of me because of what I wear and how I dress, but that's just how everybody dresses where I come from. It's just the same thing as them making fun of the Mexican kids because they're speaking Spanish, and no one knows what they're saying. Goes straight into racial issues and ethnic issues. Disrespectful web, email, and text messages. This was consistently expanded upon in every group. They went on and on and on about disrespectful messages being sent through Facebook, through MySpace, through text messaging, and so on. They use MySpace. 99% of the students are on it, and a ton of rumors are start there. Creates fights at schools. The person you made mad will tell everybody else, and someone will post it on MySpace, then everybody will know about your problem. A lot of kids text each other in class. They spread rumors through text, and you know it starts fights at school. My friend got in a fight in the hallway because of a text sent during class. It's a real big problem here. Some of the things that they were mentioning with respect to the text messages, especially with respect to the messaging on MySpace, was that there was all kinds of disrespectful messaging on MySpace and on the walls. Teachers were not even aware of it. Kids were consistently jumping on each other on MySpace, Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, by the time they got back to school on Monday, fights were going to occur. School was not even aware of it, and that's what happened. Students at all schools felt that girls were worse than boys regarding disrespect, especially that revolving around gossiping, judging others, and verbally harassing others. Students at all schools felt boys were more likely than girls to disrespect others based on race, ethnicity, and engage in physical violence. However, in every school, it was mentioned that girls are getting more and more physically violent as time goes by. Students at all schools also felt that boys frequently use name-calling, derogatory terms, particularly the term gay, to disrespect others. There were main issues also with respect to students and teachers. Some of the main issues there, acting out in class, ignoring the teacher, not listening in class, and making fun of teachers, were ways that students showed disrespect to the teachers. They also mentioned using MySpace to post negative comments and rumors about the teachers, even though the teachers had no idea that they were on MySpace. That's what was being done. Regarding teachers showing disrespect to students, every school there was mention of teachers who were rude, play favorites, prejudge, and do not listen to their students, thus decreasing school connectedness and leading to school disrespect. Some of the problems asked, well, if disrespect actually does occur, what happens? We didn't say, what are the problems? We asked, what happens? What happens after there is school-based disrespect? These are their answers. Depression, feeling bad about oneself, low self-esteem, suicide, self-injurious behavior. We know that self-cutting is on the rise. Eating disorders, drug and alcohol abuse, bullying, violence, fighting, and even possible school shootings. So what can we do? What do you feel you could do? And they sat there. And then I said, we can't do anything. There's nothing you can do, is what they said. In every group, that was the first thing. And then I said, what if I gave you $1,000? Well, that's not good. $1 million, what could you do? And they said, there's something that we could do then. Then they started to think. All right, now we've got some ideas, okay? They said every group that it had to start with them, had to start with the kids. Students at every group felt that they had to be the ones that were actually involved at the front lines changing some of this. Ideas and strategies were mentioned, several ideas. An emergent theme that was that schools would have to address respect as a high priority. It's mentioned. It really has to come from the students. It has to start with us. We're the ones that have to be involved. It would help if older students help the younger students, much like a mentoring program. At my old school, the seniors were matched up with the freshmen. It'd be nice if there were assemblies on respect, but really violence just can't be tolerated. Having more student-to-student activities would help, and teachers could be out in the hallways more to help stop all of the bullying that's going on. That's another mention. If we had more opportunities to work with other students and kids in other grades, that would help. Again, talking about potential vertical connections. The school needs to promote nonviolence. Let students know how important respect is and why we all need to treat others the way that we want to be treated. Have people go to a counselor. Teachers need to stop being scared of the kids. Kids mentioned that they felt teachers actually had to be stricter. The school could give leadership programs and mentor programs, and we need more activities and games and team projects aimed towards respect. Some of the overall conclusions of the study indicated that disrespect is a prevalent problem at the schools. All students that were at least in the study tended to understand the issues and definitions of respect and disrespect. The most common types of disrespect shown, showing poor attitudes towards others, gossiping, making fun of others, interrupting others, not listening, putting others down, making fun of others, dress, attire, being mean, and showing disrespect because of clicks. Many are using the web these days in the electronic age to go ahead and spread rumors, gossip, and negative messages. And students felt that several steps should be taken to address issues of respect. Overall, they felt that it was a major problem, and at every school, they felt that they should be the ones to go ahead and create changes in respect at school. Many students felt school activities and programs could be developed to increase respect, and students cited several strategies that they could use to help increase school-based respect. There are limitations to the study, obviously. It was conducted in the greater Columbus area schools, therefore, and just in middle school and high schools, one small focus group. Therefore, some of the specific findings may not generalize to other grade levels as well as other geographical locations. It's a small study. Additional research is clearly needed. These are the following recommendations that we've offered. We feel that students, teachers, and administrators and other school personnel should work cooperatively to enhance school-based respect. Schools should use the findings of this study to assist in developing and implementing educational programs from the voices of the kids. This is what they stated. Programs aimed at enhancing school-based respect should be thoroughly evaluated and shared, and future studies should investigate parents' and teachers' perceived needs in increasing school-based respect. For time's sake, I'll stop there. If you would like additional information on student respect, school connectedness, positive youth development, and how to implement and evaluate school-based programs, please feel free to contact me or my colleague. We'd be more than happy to go ahead and share information with you or potentially collaborate with you on future studies. Thank you very much.